This is GQDN for Thursday, August 17th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest and by patreon.com/groupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have games going to Switch, a little bit of Madden news, and some devs are going to a new studio. But we begin with three articles for GTA 6, Grand Theft Auto. Oh boy, we haven't heard from them for a while. So, here's what's going on. And this comes to us from GamingBible.com, GameRant.com, and FandomWire.com. So, there have been some leaks that have been going out to different YouTube channels and other sources of, like, esports tournaments and such. But that's because the game was announced back in February 2022. And we knew that they've been working on GTA 6 because the fans, since there's been no word, were afraid that the game would not release. But there have been some definite rumors and some of those early gameplay leaks. And what we have heard is that, due to some of my friends are at work, thanks Anthony, the game's gonna have a wider world base. And it's gonna go back to, according to Gaming Bible, a Miami-inspired location that is called Vice City. So that's the home of Grand Theft Auto. But it'll have two playable characters, Bonnie and Clyde. And they'll be taking a trip to South America. But once again, these are all just rumors because there's still no formal news about it. But Rockstar looks like they're still making the game. And that's according to Tez 2. And what he claimed, or she claimed, that GTA 6 was rebooted. And that was around the time of Red Dead Redemption 2's launch in 2018. Now, if that's true, that would be in line with the LinkedIn profile of John Young, who was working on the game up until 2018. And Rockstar Games never did confirm GTA 6 development until last year. So GTA 6 may have started development, and what Gaming Bible says is that's not the first time around Rockstar's games announcement. So we'll see what happens. But could Bonnie and Clyde cause an uproar? That's what Game Rant's thinking. And really, that depends on the storyline. Because if they're going to go to South America, and that's an if, then things could happen. So we shall see what happens there. But there have been some footage that has been released, and FandomWire.com did cover that a little bit. So the Twitter user, or ex-user, at Rockstar GTA VI, GTA 6, did show some character underwater at a nightclub and a police chase. And gamers are really taking a look at what GTA 6 is going to be, because they're working on it. Now, if the leaks are still live on X, then you could still see the GTA 6 footage in developer mode. And that would come with lines, numbers, graphics, boxes, placeholders, a bunch of stuff. But they did say that the nightclub footage was indeed very good. And that was about 50 seconds, and they could see some improved lighting and some character models, along with character collision. So some of the pictures, what they're showing there too, also looks very well detailed, along with the shadows on the ground. So lighting has been a big part of games over this past couple of years. And if that is true, well, I'm looking at a GTA 5 picture, but if they include that into 6 and improve on that, very well detailed indeed. So we shall see what happens with GTA 6 once official news comes out. Watch out for the quarterly. Any financial news could actually give some details. Now, Polygon did say that Star Wars MMO devs may be setting up a new studio. So what could they be working on? Well, NetEase Games did announce that on Thursday, that's today, that the company would create a T-0 entertainment company. And this studio will be based in Austin, Texas. And that'll be headed by Rich Vogel, which is a veteran who did work on Ultima Online, Star Wars Galaxies, and Star Wars The Old Republic. So here's what Vogel had to say. Quote, "Our studio mission is to create epic immersive worlds where players from around the globe can play together, forming vibrant and passionate communities. The team at NetEase Games shares our vision to create memorable, and meaningful experiences, and they've made it a priority to provide support and create freedom to allow us to make our dream a reality." Okay, so what could they be working on? Well, Mark Tucker's a part of the team, Jeff Dobson's a part of the team, and Scott Malone is also a part of it. And given that they've worked on Star Wars, Fallout 76, and Doom, among other games, this could be a big sci-fi game. So we will indeed see what happens with this one. Now, here we go with names again. Esports.com did say that Treyarch did confirm as a developer behind Modern Warfare 3's Zombies. So the zombie mode has been confirmed, and they are now working on Modern Warfare Zombies mode in Modern Warfare 3, which will drop later this year, November, I believe. So here's what Activision did say in a press release. Quote, "For the first time in Modern Warfare universe, players can team up with other squads and to survive and fight massive hordes of the undead in the largest Call of Duty Zombies map ever." Because Modern Warfare Zombies are, further quote, "an open world PvE extraction survival experience where core zombies features come together with new mechanics and they face off against some biggest enemies in Call of Duty history." So, zombies coming to that one. Okay, now we stay with Dot Esports, and they say that Modern Warfare 3, as we stay there, will also have some new maps to it. Maybe up to 30 maps. So, basically at launch, you'll have 16 legendary maps, and that comes from Modern Warfare 2 that was released in 2009, and will be available to play. But you will also be able to play some 3v3 cutthroat mode, and that'll be a 12-core 6v6 multiplayer maps that'll be spread out along the post-launch live season. So, that's how Call of Duty was released. You know, that was done seasonally. But Modern Warfare 3 will also launch with 4 maps and 3 new battle maps with both Ground War and Invasion. So that brings it basically pretty close to 30 different maps. And according to Dot Esports, they think it's going to be around the 30 number eventually. Now we're going to do some sports. Well, it's Madden. Via Kotaku.com, they're saying that Madden NFL 24 will have a Kansas City Easter egg. So, NFL 24 will have some important details on the Kansas City Chiefs quarterback, Patrick Mahomes. Now, that's his tongue. Now, he is a son of Pat Mahomes, who was a professional baseball player. And Mahomes Jr. did become known for poking his tongue through his teeth, kind of like Michael Jordan, and it comes out of the corner of his mouth while throwing, running, and playing ball. So, the NFL 24, Madden 24, will have Mahomes keep his characteristics, including all of that. So, we'll see what happens. Now we have more information about Lenovo. And according to PC Gamer, it's going to be almost like a Switch. Why? Because the sides of it are detachable. Well, that's according to some leaks. But a Windows report did say that Lenovo may have some other influences from Nintendo Switch. Now, I already said that's got detachable gamepads, but they're also looking at a Windows 11-based system, and it could have an AMD Phoenix processor. So, there's a picture of it, and it might have some of the button configuration there as well. A lot of influence for this system, but we shall see. Between, it's got some influences like Steam Deck. But we get to a little bit of other stuff, and talking about Switch, Nintendo Everything did say that Ashina, the Red Witch, is now coming to Switch. So here is some of the description. Quote, Ashina the Red Witch is a gripping action adventure game set in the mystical world of the afterlife. The central character, Ash, is a young ordinary girl working in a bathhouse above her apartment. Ash will embark on a perilous journey through the spirit world to save her twin sister, Tina, and find a way home. Strange creatures, interesting characters, and memorable moments, will unfold as the story unfolds. So we shall see about that one. Now, PlayStationNews.de, and you're going to need some English translation for this one. They said that the PlayStation stars to have points alerts for this August through September. So if you do have PlayStation stars, you have under 3 weeks left for 50 points for PGA Tour, Dreams, or Death Store. You got 2 weeks left for Viewfinder, Synapse, Standard Edition, Oxenfree 2, Lost Signals, Exoprimal, Lieutenant Marie Remake, The Alchemist of Selberg, or Gibbon Beyond the Trees. About 27 days for Moss 2, Swordman's VR 2, Star Tenders Intergalactic Bartender, Dead Island 2, Hot Wheels Unleashed, and Rocket League. So, go try out the stars. I haven't, and don't plan to, but you can. GameSpot has the last one, and they're saying that you can save on 3 months of Game Pass. I'm just reminding you, because we already knew that you can save on Game Pass, but that time is coming very quickly. So yes, we saw a price hike of $17, but the 3 month membership is just $40 at Amazon. And you can compare that to the $51 that you're playing month by month. So if you're looking for a less expensive way to get your hands on Starfield, this would be the way. Starfield is coming. Yes, and we're going to be back tomorrow with more news about video games. Because you know, we are Group Quest and we are Dawnforge. You can go look for us at Group Quest on X. Damn it, X. 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 This has been a Dawnforge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. We'll see you again tomorrow for more gaming news.